Chapter 8. They had both evidently accepted the invasion of Nicholas by this entity. They seemed resigned and not afraid. That was more than I could manage. The whole thing seemed unnatural and terrifying to me, something to be fought with all one had at one's disposal. The supplanting of a human personality by whatever it was. Assuming Nicholas's theories were correct. In point of fact, he could be totally wrong. Even so, perhaps because of this, I wanted to be down here. Over the many years, Nicholas had been my best friend. He still was, even though 600 miles separated us. And, like him, I had begun to like the Placentia area. I liked the barrio. There was nothing like it in Berkeley.
"It's a nice gesture," Rachel said, "to be with your friend at a time like this."
"It's more than a gesture," I said.
"Before you move to Placentia," Rachel said, "there is something I found out the other day by accident that I don't think either of you realize. I was driving along one of those little palm-lined streets, just driving at random, trying to get Johnny to calm down and go to sleep before we got back to the apartment, and I saw a green clapboard house with a sign on it. Birthplace of Ferris F. Fremont, it said. I asked the manager of our building, and he said, yes, Ferris Fremont was born in Placentia."
"Well, he's not here now," Nicholas said. "He's in Washington, D.C., 3,000 miles away."
"But how grotesque," Rachel said, "to be living in the town where the tyrant was born. Like him, it's an ugly little house, a dreadful color. I didn't get out of the car. I didn't want to go near it, even though it seemed to be open and people were walking around inside it, like it was a little museum, probably with exhibits of his school books and the bed he slept in, like one of those California historical sites you see near the highway."
Nicholas turned to gaze at his wife enigmatically. "And nobody mentioned this to you?" I said.
"I don't think they like to talk about it much," Rachel said. "The people around here. I think they'd rather keep it secret. Fremont probably paid for it to be made into a historical site himself. I didn't see any official state marker."
"I'd like to go there," I said. "Fremont," Nicholas ruminated, "the greatest liar in the history of the world. He probably wasn't actually born there. He probably had a PR firm pick it out as the kind of place he ought to have been born in. I'd like to see it. Drive by there now, Rachel. Let's take a look at it." She made a left turn. Presently, we were moving along very narrow, tree-lined streets, some of which weren't paved. This was Old Town. I had been driven through it before.
"It's on Santa Fe," Rachel said. "I remember noticing that and thinking I'd like to ride Fremont out of town on a rail."
She pulled up to the curb and parked.
"There it is, over there to the right."
She pointed. We could see only dim outlines of houses. Somewhere a TV set played a Spanish program. A dog barked. The air, as usual, was warm. There were no special lights put up around the house where, allegedly, Ferris F. Fremont had been born. Nicholas and I got out of the car and walked over, while Rachel remained in the car, holding the sleeping baby.
"Well, there's not much to see, and we can't get inside tonight," I said to Nicholas.
"I want to determine if it's a place I foresaw in my vision," Nicholas said.
"You're going to have to do that tomorrow."
Together, he and I walked slowly along the sidewalk. Grass grew in the cracks, and once Nicholas stubbed his toe and swore. We arrived at last at the corner, where we halted. Bending down, Nicholas examined a word incised in the cement of the sidewalk, a very old word put there some time ago, when the sidewalk had been wet. It was professionally printed.
"Look,"
Nicholas said. I bent down and read the word. Aramchek.
"That was the original name of this street," Nicholas said, "evidently, before they changed it. So that's where Fremont got the name of that conspiratorial group from his childhood, from finding it written on the sidewalk. He probably doesn't even remember now. He must have played here."
The idea of Ferris Fremont playing here as a little boy, the idea of Ferris Fremont as a little boy at all, anywhere, was too bizarre to be believed. He had rolled his tricycle by these very houses, skipped over the very cracks we had tripped on in the night. His mother had probably warned him about cars passing along this street. The little boy playing here and inventing fantasies in his head about people passing, about the mysterious word Aramchek inscribed in the cement under his feet, conjecturing over the weeks and months as to what it meant, discerning in a child's mind secret and occult purposes in it that were to blossom later on in adulthood. into full-blown, florid, paranoid delusions about a vast conspiratorial organization with no fixed beliefs and no actual membership, but somehow a titanic enemy of society, to be hunted out and destroyed wherever found. I wondered how much of this had come into his head while he was still a child. Maybe he had imagined the entire thing then. As an adult, he had merely voiced it. "Could be the contractor's name," I said, "rather than the original street name. They inscribe that, too, sometimes when they're done with a job."
"Maybe it means an inspector had gone by here and completed his job of checking all the ARAMs," Nicholas said.
"What's an ARAM?"
"Or it could mean the spot where you check for ARAMs. You stick a metal pole down through a little hole in the pavement and take a reading, like a water meter reading."
He laughed. "It is mysterious," I said. "It doesn't sound like a street name. Probably, if it was, it was named after somebody."
"An early Slavic settler to Orange County. Originally from the Urals, raised cattle and wheat. Maybe owned a big land-grant ranch, deeded to him from the Mexicans. I wonder what his brand would be. An ARAM and then a check mark?"
"We're doing what Ferris did," I said.
"But along more reasonable lines. We're not nuts. How much can you get from a single word?"
"Maybe Ferris Fremont knows more than we do. Maybe he put investigators into it after he grew up and had money. Maybe that was a childhood dream fulfilled. To research the mysterious word Aramchek and find out what it really meant and why they had thought to stick it into the sidewalk forever and ever."
"Too bad Ferris didn't ask someone what the word meant."
I said, "He probably did, and he's still asking. That's the problem. He still wants to know. He wasn't satisfied with any of the answers he got, like, it's the old street name, it's a contractor. That wasn't enough. It portended more."
"It doesn't portend anything to me," Nicholas said. "It's just a weird word stuck in the cement sidewalk that's been here God knows how many years. Let's go." He and I returned to the car, and presently Rachel was driving us all back to the apartment.